Blog Talk Radio.
We want to deploy the blood tonight because it's the blood that gives us access. It's the blood that justifies us. It's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that has redeemed you and I to make us sons and daughters of God. And tonight, as we come into the presence of a holy God, we come with pure hearts and clean hands, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. For you said that there is life in the blood. You said, because of the blood of thy covenant have I brought thee forth out of the pit where there is no water. Tonight we deploy the blood of Jesus to speak on our behalf. Let the blood undertake. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood overrule every accusation, every inscription, every contention, every opposition, every resistance, anything that is contending with the will of God for our lives, for our destiny. Let the blood of the Lamb answer. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Let the blood of the Lamb speak. Let the blood of the Lamb undertake. Somebody open your mouth and plead the blood of Jesus. What came after? Reka Panamante, for they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Tonight, by the blood, we overcome every adversary. We overcome every enemy. We overcome any assignment of darkness. We destroy every weapon of the adversary. We come against all forms of devices, all forms of operations, all forms of assignment. We lift up the blood. We lift up the blood. We invoke the blood. We plead the blood. We accept the mysteries of the blood. We release the blood of the Lamb of God to the very foundation of every resistance. We deploy the mysteries of the blood of Jesus against every satanic mystery, against whatever is hidden and concealed in our lives, whatever is working in the shadows behind the scenes. We deploy the blood of Jesus. We release the power of the blood to prevail in our atmosphere, in our areas and domain of oppression. Tonight, let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. We release the forces of the blood. Let it travel and shatter foundations of form of evil, foundations, ungodly foundations, demonic foundations, all forms of witchcraft activities. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood undertake. We plead the blood. Somebody cry out. Clap your hands. Release the blood. We activate the speakers of the blood. Mateka. Ula mata. Lemataka. Nimaha. Duade. Lezu. Nimaha. Nimahata. Deria. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Whatever. Walitapa. Ula mate. Adesua. Nimahata. We release the blood. Atus. Atus. Makapaha. Alimahaya. Utemahata. Lige. Demiato. Dima. We break down barriers. We destroy walls. We destroy resistance by the blood of Jesus. We declare we will accept the blessing of the Lord. We will accept the promise. We will enter the land of fulfillment, the land of manifestation by the power of the blood. What day Udapa Adelia Wazu Dimahata Rekaparwate Demanana Mata Matua Demaha Lekuse Udeni Nitapa. Release the blood. Release the blood. Plead the blood. Deploy the blood. Let the blood answer. Let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. Let the blood wash. Let the blood cleanse. Let the blood justify. Open your mouth. Plead the blood. Release the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood.
enemy at home. Uranda God, Alusa Kappa, Namateka, plead the blood, release the blood, and through alert, Demahata, Maluna, for except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, there is no life in you, saith the Lord. Tonight, let the blood give life, let the blood release new life, the Zoe of God, the life of God, the power of God, the strength of God in your life. In the name of Jesus, Makapalwa, Betelwa Sete, Kuleka Paria, Ramakapa, Inamadeish, Lemo Kapa, Matelwa Tika, Malika Parwata, Mandeleba Pai, Ramadeva Matu, Ondo Kapa, lift up the blood, bleed the blood, activate the blood, deploy the blood, release the blood, let the blood of Jesus overtake and do a day, Matandulita, Ramanda Paruate, Ramadonomo Kata, Meta Paruataya, Talua Limitaya, Leman do a day, Lemada Matea, somebody open your mouth and plead the blood. Release the blood, release the blood, release the blood, release the blood. Satan, the blood is against you. 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 Tonight, we have fought victory by the blood.
My friend. I feel right, churchy. Y'all better pray with me. I said he picked me up and turned me around, y'all. He picked me up and turned me around. One day he picked me up and turned me around. I said he my friend, oh, the blood of Jesus. I promise I'm gonna sing some more of this stuff in a minute. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Jesus, that washes my ass, no, for it reaches to the highest mountain, ooh, and it flows to the Lord, his valley. That gives me strength from day. My God, today, it will never, ever, ever lose. It will never, never, ever lose. It will never, ever, never lose. Its power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. I'm gonna leave y'all in a minute. Of the Lamb, oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Y'all, can we keep singing them songs in the church? Oh, God. I just feel like having church, that's all. I know we ain't got all night, but just touch somebody real fast for me and tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood. Some of y'all still ain't talking to nobody. I see you looking at me. Just touch somebody, tell them, say, neighbor, there's still power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't saying it like y'all came, man. Just touch somebody real fast and tell them, say, neighbor. There's still power. I know some of y'all think I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. I just love him, that's all. Just look at somebody and tell him, say, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love the God that I serve. I wonder if there's anybody in this house other than me that can make that declaration right now. Just look at somebody and tell them, neighbor, I'm not crazy. I just love him. Yeah, Lord. All this, but I wonder if there's anybody other than me that got a reason to shout. Just touch somebody and say, this ain't no show, this ain't no show. Let me tell you right now, ain't none of this stuff even gonna be on the record. Tell somebody, say, this ain't a show, this ain't a show. But because he's brought me out of some stuff, I got a right and a reason to give God some glory.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. I had to say that again. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Radio Show with your host today. I'm going by Angel of Melody. A lot of y'all know I go by Angel on Deck most of the time, but also I am Angel of Melody. So we just thank God for all of you that are listening in all around the world. I'm telling you, I said our speaker for today, my God, must have a word, because I couldn't even call in, y'all. I tried to call in and call in. It let me call in just quick enough so that prayer can be heard, and then it knocked me right on back off, and I called our speaker up, and I told her, I said, oh, wow. I said, it's not letting me call in at all. And I asked her, was she hearing anything? And she said, well, we're hearing the men of God pray. I said, well, that was good that that's going on. And so I'm telling you, but I tried to call in after that, and it just kept booting me off. And I just said, Lord, this is your program, not mine. And I said, we got to get on here. And when I tried again, we got on. Y'all see, we got on, and I just thank God for that. So I'm telling y'all, I'm really excited about today because I know there is a word from the Lord on today. And I'm telling you, we thank God for all of our African family around the world from A to Z. God bless you, Africa. We love you. Don't forget to tune in on tomorrow to our African Friday show where we're doing a special program with Uganda. A lot of y'all know when Nigeria had their independence a couple of weeks ago, we did 2 hours of nothing but Nigerian music. We did it up for Nigeria. And from what I heard, that Uganda had won, I think it was last week, their 51st independence, so I let them know that we will celebrate with them on tomorrow on the African Friday show. So we will hear a great gospel Ugandan mix and music from a lot of our artists around the world, I'm telling you. And then on next Thursday, we want you all to tune in. It will be my birthday on next Thursday, and we will be celebrating very, very early with Zambia. 2 years ago, I found out that Zambia Independence Day is on my birthday. So we both celebrate together for the last couple of years. Me and Zambia have been celebrating, and this will be the first time that the Independence Zambian show will be heard live. So we will have 2 hours of great Zambian music. You will hear different ministers there in Zambia come forth. So I'm just excited, you all. And I want to say God bless to all of America. We want to say God bless to the cities and states, to my sister Alice McNary. We want to say God bless you, sis. God bless you, Pastor Janet, Just for Christ Ministries. We want to say God bless you. Also to our family there in Ohio from Congo, we want to say God bless you listening in. And everyone that is listening in around the world, we want to say God bless to Italy and the UK on the day. Also to Trinidad and Tobago and Barbados over in the Caribbean and Jamaica, God bless you. In France, we want to say God bless you. just everywhere around the globe, we want to say God bless you on today. We have a great dynamic speaker. I'm telling you, I thank God I'm ready to let her loose. But we thank God for Evangelist Jean Grice of Grand Prairie, Texas. Yes, and she will be ministering as God give her and pray with you on today. Y'all are welcome to call in. If you're listening in and you can call in, towards the end as she, you know, says it to receive prayer. Or if you want to share a question or share something with her, you can call area code 917-889-7095. That's 917-889-7095. I want to give a shout-out to my sister Esther there in Maryland as well that's listening in as well. And so right now what we're going to do, we're going to go to the phone line and we're going to introduce our sister, the speaker for the day. I'm telling you, I am excited. She is definitely a fireball. I remember my sister Alice was telling me about her, and then I went over to Just for Christ Ministries last month sometime with Pastor James and Janet here in Michigan, and I'm telling you, I heard her speak, and I said, my God, radio. That's all I kept seeing. I said, we got to get this sister on the airways. And I thank God that God made it possible, and I just thank God for life. And I'm going to let you hear the woman of God right now. I'm going to step back, and we're going to let her go forward as God gives her. So we're going to present to you our sister here, Evangelist. I started to call her Pastor. Evangelist Jean Grice, God bless you. We thank God. God bless you. How are you, sister, today?
And God bless you back, sweetheart. I am wonderful. I you have no idea how my heart right now is just bubbling over with this awesome opportunity to come on to your radio show. So we had talked about it when I was there in, but I didn't realize that God was going to bring this thing around so quickly. So I just praise God for you. I praise God for all of those who dialed in this morning. Above everything else, I thank God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who made all of this possible. I know he birthed ministry in your spirit, and I pray that on this day he be edified, glorified, hallelujah, and all of his people will be better as a result of your show.
Yes, amen.
So, you know, this morning, every morning, I host a nationwide prayer line, and I thank my sisters who are on the line this morning for joining me and for supporting me and for praying for me this morning. I'm not going to be long, but I do believe God would like me to speak on Christian service and the rewards of being a Christian in the service of God. You know, over in the book of Corinthians chapter 3, Paul is talking to the church of Corinth, and he is talking about their service. He says, I've written to you before, you know, and I couldn't really address you and give you what all that I had for you, the magnitude of what I could deliver for you. So I had to feed you with little bitty strips, you know. He called it milk. So I had to give you the milk of the word, and I had to refer to you like mere infants in Christ. Because, you know, you were still out there in the world. You were still kind of looking like the world and talking like the world and acting like the world and holding on to stuff that was not eternal, just like the world that we live in. And that's not what I want you to do. I don't want you taking sides. You know, some of you are going around saying, well, I'm on Apollo's team, you know. And some are saying, well, I'm on Paul's team. And Paul is saying, no, you don't get it. Brothers and sisters in Christ, you don't get it. We are on God's team. Don't you understand that we are God's fellow workers?
That's right.
God's that we work in. You know, it's God's building that we are building up. He laid the foundation. He laid the foundation. Without his foundation, there is no other. There is no
That's
other.
Right.
And so we need to build on that which God has laid for us to build on and nothing else. Nothing else.
That's true.
And so this morning, I want to speak out of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and I want to begin reading at verse number 12. Verse number 12. The Lord gave me this passage about a week or so ago, and I said, okay, Lord, well, I see it, but what do you want me to do with it? And now I see, as a result of being invited on your show, that God wanted me to share this with as many listeners as have dialed in today. And so I want to read. Amen. Amen. I want to read from the New International Version of God's Holy Word, Corinthians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 12. And then we're going to on this passage. If any man builds on this foundation, as I said, the foundation is Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. Now, that day that it's talking about or referring to is the day of the coming of Jesus Christ. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each man's work. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. Let me back up a little bit. If what he has built survives, he will receive his reward. If it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as one escaping through the flames. God is telling us through the Apostle Paul that all these things that we are holding on to, all of these things that we are building our lives upon, we better take a second look at that stuff. We better stand back and examine and come to a determination of if that stuff that we have built upon will withstand the fire. Will it be burned up and consumed on Judgment Day? Will we enter the kingdom as one who has escaped the fire? We still get in. But will there be a reward waiting for us? You see, I do believe that God has given each one of us an assignment in his field. There is no need for competition. Right now, even in the church, the biggest of churches, there is competition. Workers are competing against one another. Just like these are saying, well, I'm standing here with Apollos, and I'm standing on the side with Paul. That's cultish. That's cliquish. It's God's field, and we're God's fellow workers. And we need to stand in that place where God has put us. We want to be seen as those workers worthy of our reward. You see, I looked at it, and I can't help but mention government shutdown. And I'm going to be very careful in how I say this, because I don't want anybody to get the wrong understanding or label me as a politician, because that I am not. But I couldn't help but see what was all over the news every single day, every hour of the day, about the government shutdown, where initially 800,000 people were put out of work. They were furloughed, and then it dropped down because a few could go back to work. It dropped down to like 350,000 people who were put out of work, and people who are on stamps, the poor, you know, they couldn't have access to to go shopping, to get the food that they need to feed their households. You know, and at the final hour, the House Speaker, John Boehner, he said, "We fought the good fight. We just didn't win." I look at that, and I say, well, now, he fought the fight. Paul said the same thing. He said he fought the good fight as well.
Yeah, sure did.
He said, we fought the good fight. We just didn't win. Well, what was his reward for the fight? I think it was a crown of shame. You know, when you hear of all of the devastation that took place because of that partial government shutdown, he got a crown of shame. 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says, "Good fight. I have finished the race. I kept the faith. Now there is a in heaven stored up for me, a crown of righteousness."
Yes.
"Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who long for his appearing." That's us, y'all.
Yes.
That is us. We, too, will be rewarded that crown of righteousness. If we take advantage of the gifts God has given us, and we use those gifts to place our place in God's field where he has put us to work. If we use those gifts to the best of our ability, praying all the way, everything we do, pray, and pray some more. And you know what? If you get a break, you know, every job, mostly nowadays, they give you like at least a 15-minute break. Some breaks might be a little bit longer, but at least 15 minutes. Pray on your break time also.
That's right.
Because there is much work to do in the field of God. You know, I was talking on the prayer line a couple of days ago. I don't know. It may have been yesterday. I slept since then. But I made mention that so many times we concern ourselves about, you know, what sort of things we're going to leave as an inheritance for our children. You know, some of us want to leave houses, and some of us have a collection of cars, or some of us have jewelry that has been passed down to our family generations. Some of us have insurance policies, all of this stuff that we leave for our children, for our loved ones. But as it's saying here, is this stuff going to be able to withstand the fire on that glorious day? Will it be able to withstand the fire? I don't know about you, but I think that my house, even though it is a brick house, underneath there's some wood, and I know that wood is perishable. If it's not consumed by fire, well, then the termites will eat it up. I don't think it's going to get my kids or my family to heaven. I don't think if I leave them a car, they're going to be able to drive that through the pearly gates. I don't think if I leave them a diamond ring that they'll be able to bring their way on into heaven. I do believe that God has called us for such a time as this.
Yes.
To work where we are planted and to get the word of God out. That is the only thing that will stand on that glorious day. It's what we leave that will last and that will live on through eternity. I do believe,
yes,
hallelujah, that
yes,
God's
Lord.
Word has been tried, it's been tested, and it still holds true.
That's
that
right.
It shall not go out and return unto him void, but it shall accomplish that what it was sent to do.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen. I do believe that on this line there are people still wondering, what is my purpose? What is my purpose? I'll tell you what your purpose is. Your purpose is to go out and make disciples. Your purpose is to go out and preach the word of God. Well, maybe you're saying, I'm not a preacher. Oh, yes, you are. Because if you can tell people that Jesus lived, he died, and he rose again, then that makes you a preacher. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
You don't need a pulpit. You don't need a soapbox, and you don't need a street corner. You have a congregation every time you find an individual in front of your face. Right there is your congregation of one or two or three or however many people you can say. Are you saved? Do you know where your soul will spend eternity? Do you know for sure that you have eternal life? Jesus Christ, your Lord. Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
That is right.
I do believe. I do believe that we need to get on board. We need to pick up our shovels. We need to pick up our Bibles. We need to start digging up some dead folks. And I don't mean physically dead. I'm talking about spiritually dead. We need to dig those souls up, brush them off, and preach the word of God to them. And no, baby, you're no deader. Word that can get down inside of you. If I could just have an ear for a minute, if I could just tell you about a living Savior, if I can tell you how he died on the cross so that you might live, if I can tell you how he stepped out of glory, came down to earth, left his holy robe up in heaven for you. Oh, yes, you can live. Oh, yes,
that's
you
right.
can live. There's a better life. You may not be able to dine with the Obamas. You may not be able to have a worldwide ministry. You may not be able to live in a mansion. But I'll tell you what. Your Father has many mansions for you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Many mansions in heaven. And you know what? One of them has your name on it. One of them is reserved for you. All you have to do is receive the gift.
That's simple.
Right. Open up your heart. Open up your eyes. See what God has done for you.
Yes.
He's still raising people from the dead. He's still opening blind eyes. He's still making the lame to walk. He's still making the dumb to talk.
Yes.
He's still hanging the sun, the stars, the moon every day.
Yes.
Every day. He's everywhere. And he has planted us, each one of us who's listening to this word today, he has planted us in his field to be his mouthpiece, to be his heart, to be his loving hands. You know, I look over at, it makes me think of Matthew 25. You know, there's so many people out there who just need to see Jesus.
That's right.
To see Jesus. I guess you could say, well, how can they see Jesus? Jesus isn't on this earth. He is on this earth because he lives inside of us through his Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Over in Matthew 25, it says, for I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, that's us. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you or thirsty and gave you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in or needing clothing and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you? And then he'll say, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters mine, you did for me. You did for me. You know, back to
That's
this
right.
competition thing. It really burdens my heart how we are not looking upward as we work in God's field, but we look next to us to see who we're beating out. This is not a competition, y'all. And if you're going to compete for the kingdom of heaven. Compete to see if I can bring out more sinners than you. Compete to see how many people I can help, how many people I can bless, how many people I can pray for, how many people I can forgive. Let me see if I can outdo you doing that. But keep our eyes thing. And the main thing is God. It's all about him. It's all about
That's
him.
That's right.
It's his church. It's his world. And we're his. He said the earth is That's the Lord's and the fullness thereof and they who dwell therein. It
That's
all
right.
belongs to God. Not in competition with one another. Unless we're trying to see who can depopulate hell the fastest. You see, because every morning, every day, Satan is dispersing his imps and demons out. Every day.
That's right.
Go over there and trick that sinner. Go over there and tempt that sinner. Go over there and lie to that sinner. Go over there and rob from that sinner. We need to be on the same quest. We need to have the same urgency every day. Every single day that God gives us breath. When we wake up, Satan ought to start trembling. Oh, man, here she comes again. Here he comes again. That's right, Satan. I'm bringing the fight to you. I'm bringing the fight
right.
to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Right.
Get on our
that's
job.
Right.
Let's glorify God through our works, through our words. Let's stop acting like defeated foes and realize that we are victorious in Christ
That's
Jesus.
Right.
We have
yes,
the
we
power because God gave us the power.
He did.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I don't know where we are on time, sister, so keep me.
I'll keep on going. Keep
yeah,
on
we,
going.
We have to realize God has not sent us out into this world helpless. He has not sent us out into the battlefield hopeless. But we are mighty. We are mighty and we are victorious in Christ Jesus. He has given us the weapons to fight with.
That's
he
right.
He has mighty weapons. The greatest weapon we have is the blood of Jesus. Coupled with the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Paired up with intercessory prayer. Praying one for another. You know, I so love the word God and how he just lays it out all for us. We don't have to guess what we need to do. We don't have to call up somebody and have it confirmed, well, what do you think my purpose is? Well, what do you think I should do? Open up the word of God and listen to his voice speak to you.
That's
listen
right.
to his voice. You know, when Paul was talking about the reward that we're going to get, that crown of righteousness, this morning the Lord took me to Malachi 3. And even back in the Old Testament, it was prophesied. Oh, yeah, he's coming back. He's
yes,
definitely
he is.
Coming. That was long before Paul even wrote the letter. He's coming back. I want to read for you, if I can, Malachi 3, starting at verse number 1, and I'm still reading from the what am I reading from? I'm reading from the New King James Version this time. And it says, behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. The Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. Even the message of the covenant in whom you delight Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Ladies and gentlemen, he's coming. He's coming back. Verse number two. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire. There's that fire again. And like launderer's soap. He's going to clean up some stuff. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. And he will purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near you for judgment. He says, I will be a swift witness. And sorcerers, you know that disobedience is witchcraft, don't you? Against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage seekers, widows, and orphans, against those who turn away an alien, because they do not fear me, says the Lord. I am the Lord, I do not change.
That's
therefore,
right.
You are not consumed, O son Jacob. Yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances and have not kept. Return to me and I will return to you. Return to me and I will return to you. And one more for the Holy Ghost. Return to me and I will return to you. We need to tell people, you're not too far gone. And God won't meet you right where you are. There is still hope. There is still salvation waiting for you to receive it. Return to the Lord, and he will return to you.
That's true.
But you said, in what way shall we return? Repent. Repent, repent, repent. Recognize God is Lord, that Jesus Christ is the door that can be opened and give you full access to God with all of his power, with all of his everlasting love, with every good and perfect gift he has in heaven with your name on it. Receive Jesus Christ as Lord. Receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Confess it with your mouth. Bible says you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is the word that I have for you today. I would like to pray for each and every one of you. Short prayer, but nonetheless, it's a prayer. And God said he hears every prayer. So, Father God, right now, in the name that is above every name, in the name by which men can only be saved, Father God, we stand here before you, God, naked, hallelujah, wounded and bruised. But God, we thank you that you are still our healer. You are still our Savior. You are still, hallelujah, bridge over our troubled waters and our troubled lives. And so, dear God, this morning, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will stretch forth your hand, dear God, and touch every man, every woman under the sound of my voice, God. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that if there is any wickedness in us, God, if there is any sinful ways, dear God, if there's any worldliness in us, dear God, that right now your refining fire, God, will purify us like silver and gold. I pray in the name of Jesus that as we are praying, dear Lord, those gems will be placed in our crowns, this day, dear God, so that when we do make it over, God, hallelujah, we'll hear those glorious words. Well done, my good and faithful servant. Come on in and receive your crown. Hallelujah. Crown of righteousness. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, bless the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, bless the fact that he still gave us time, hallelujah, to make it on in and bring some others with us. Hallelujah. It's not about, hallelujah, who's sitting up on the pulpit or who's the head usher at the door. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about the Father. It's all about the Savior. It's all about the kingdom's business. We are fellow workers in God's field, the owner of the field. God bless you. May heaven shine upon you. I truly give God all honor and glory for the opportunity to come and share with you and impart what God has given me for you. And I pray, God, that you were glorified and your people were edified. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Sister, I'm telling you, I've been posting up for the people to call in if they, you know, need prayer or if they have a question or something. I was letting the people know that they can call in now. So, you know, to say something before you go off. So I didn't want anybody to say, well, you know, they did not hear, you know, or did not know. Oh, I wanted to make that known that I've been posting up on Twitter and on Facebook, letting the people know that they can call in.
Amen. And also, I'd like, if anyone would like to communicate with me directly, you can reach me through my email, which is ebonyangel@aol.com. That is EBONY, angel@aol.com. And I would be more than happy to hear from you and communicate with you, fellowship with you, pray with you. It's all about the kingdom. It's all about the kingdom. We are, I also, it's a part of my ministry. We have a morning prayer line Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. I would love you to call in. We would welcome you with arms open wide. We have seen some great results, blessings out because we prayed. And I do believe the word of God said that if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, hear us, he'd heal us, and he'd forgive our sin. And so feel free to call in. That's Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time. The number is 712-775. The access code is 632-372. That's access code 632-372. If you didn't have a pen to write it down, feel free to email me, and I will send it to you, angel@aol.com. Also, hosting a Daughters of Zion November 1st and 2nd here in Cedar Hill, Texas. The awesome, awesome ministry going forward. This is year number 12 where women come in from all across the country. Worship, we praise. We have good word, good food, good fellowship, and all proceeds are donated or used to purchase kids' hats, scarves, and gloves for the homeless people and socks. And we call that our warm-em-up campaign. So if you would like to send a monetary donation or even one of those items, at ebonyangel@well.com. We will be more than to receive your donation and be a blessing to our homeless brothers and sisters. I think I've said all that needs to. Oh, let me give a shout out to my church.
Yes.
If you're ever in the Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, South Lake area, love for you to come by and visit our church. The name of the church is St. John's Missionary Baptist Church, Pastor Denny Davis, and we're located at 1701 West Jefferson in Grand Prairie, Texas. Again, if you would like that information, if you're going to be visiting this area, Dallas, Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, South Lake, Arlington, any of these complex areas, please give me a shout out, send me an email, and we'll see if we can't get you over to St. John for mind-blowing service. Word, good fellowship. All right, well, I think that's about my hour.
Well, I tried to get some different ones, like I said, to call in, and, you know, I've been posting up, so the only people I see on here is, I think, that who called in to listen to you. So, my brother right now in Kentucky is listening in right now. He's a gospel recording artist, and his name, we call him Deep Saint. Can you say a word of prayer? He's not able to call in, but he said he's listening in right now. He's originally from Zambia, and I just know God. He's just looking for God to move for him in a lot of situations.
Yes.
So he's listening to you now.
Amen. Amen. What's his name?
Deep Saint. That's what we call him, Deep Saint.
Deep Saint. Well, praise God. I like that name. Father, we just thank you right now for Brother Deep Saint. We thank you, dear God, for his heart that desires to please you in all of his ways. We thank you, God, that through his ministry, music, dear God, and through his broadcasting station that you are being by. God, I pray right now your blessings over Brother Deep. Pray, dear God, that you will continue to anoint him to do the work, God, that you have purposed. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, the blood over him, Lord, that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Pray in the name of Jesus that you will order every one of his steps according to your perfect word, God. I pray, dear God, that everywhere he plants his feet, dear God, each step claim that area for the kingdom of heaven. God, I pray that when he is weak, your angels speaking to him, that's when your strength is perfected in him. God, I pray that no weapon formed against him shall prosper. I pray that every tongue that rises in condemnation, God, that you will condemn, because you said that is his heritage. And God, we know that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of a man that you need to repent. So, God, I thank you that on this day, hallelujah, we can come together on earth and touch and agree, hallelujah, and ask those things that are not at this moment, God, but they are on their way, God. Dear God, that he is a man of prayer and he believes in the power of prayer, but God, even more importantly, he believes in the God behind the prayer. He believes in the God that we pray the prayer to, that he shall be able exceedingly abundantly above all he could ever ask or even think. And so, God, we thank you right now. We thank you in advance, God. We pay our thanks forward, God, for what you're going to do in life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, amen. He said he received it in Jesus' name. I'm telling you. We have another person, Esther, our sister Esther, there in Maryland. She's also from Ghana, but she resides in Maryland, and she's also ministering artist as well, who will receive prayer as well. She's listening
Amen.
In to us.
Amen. And dear Father God, we just thank you for Sister Esther, God, and her ministry. We thank you for the gifts that you have put in her, God. We pray, dear God, as she continues to minister to your people, God, that she will bring hundredfold blessings, God, because of that. We pray, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you will anoint every vocal cord, God. You will anoint her mind, dear God. That as she is ministering, God, through song, hallelujah, her earways, her spiritual ears, God, will be receiving those things that you are implanting in her, God, and that she will impart them to your people, God. We We pray in the name of Jesus, God, against any attacks on her throat, dear Lord. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her vocal cords, dear God. We plead the blood of Jesus over her ears, dear God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her lungs, dear God. In the name of Jesus, so that as she breathes in air, hallelujah, God, that it is your breath that she breathes in, hallelujah, and that you will refresh and you will replenish and you will restore and you will strengthen, God, those lungs, your blessed will. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we pray this. Hallelujah and amen.
Amen. And, amen and amen. I'm telling you, this has been awesome. Did you want me, sis, I don't know who's all on the lines. I just see a lot of numbers, but I wanted to know that did you want me to click on any of the numbers here?
No, ma'am. I didn't have any. No. No, you don't.
Oh, you didn't have any special. Okay.
No, But I just thank you, my sister. I am so appreciative of the opportunity to come to your show, and I just pray that everyone got what they came on for. I was glorified through it all. Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I can feel the power of God, you know, right now, that, you know, the Lord is doing something. You know, I can feel it's just such a move, like a swiftness of something that God is doing right now in all of our lives. And I just want to say, God bless you, woman of God, for coming on. And it definitely, indeed, it was a powerful word. And I always let the people know that if they miss it, or if you want to share the links that's posted up, you can keep sharing it. This show will not be erased. You can also download it as well. And, you know, on CD or however you want to do it, but you can download it after the show is over with. And I just thank the Lord. I just know that he's going to continue to do awesome things in your life, woman of God, and as well as all of the listeners, people that are listening in around the world. I was telling a sister of mine on last night. I said, you know what? I said, we're living in a time where we're really going through like never before. You know, we may not go through the same things, but we are going through, you know, something. And at this time, you know, God is saying that he is moving in the midst of us. We may not can see, but we have to believe that he is doing something. And what the enemy is doing, he's trying to get our minds so off of what God is saying. You know, and I was saying something one time on the air when I was on here, sis. I said, you know what, why is it we believe man that can lie to us? But we can't even believe on what the Lord is saying. How come we can't take a chance? And we could take a chance and trust in Johnny and Sarah to say, come on over here tomorrow. I have a love token for you. And we believe that, and we go over there, and something happened where they hadn't, or they not calling us, they not saying nothing, they just running, and they just keep telling us, we got something for you, and you keep going, and it's nothing there. When God says he has something for us, we don't believe it. We say we believe it, but then we're not really believing it. And I said, just like, and I believe me and you were talking about this, sister, the other night, I said, just like we laid out in the bed and we can wake up believing that we're going to go to our bank account and get the money that is supposed to be posted on that day. Just like we believe that we're going to get up and go to work, we believe that we're going to get up and see our loved ones because we say good night, see you in the morning, or I'll be there in the morning. How come we cannot believe when God said that he will open up the doors for us, that all we have to do is ask? And it shall be given. But we're so quick to believe other people that will let us down and our hearts get broken when we know that he said, as you stated earlier, that every word that come out of his mouth will not return to him void. I said, my God, if I can believe in someone to tell me something, I know I have to believe in the person that created me the person who died on the cross for my sins, the person that is giving me new life every time that I wake up. I told my dad, I said, you know what, Dad, every day is our birthday. And he looked at me and he laughed. And he said, oh, no, you know, our birthday only come once a year. I said, no, our birthday is every day. And I said, you know why I said that? Because every day we wake up and it's newness of life every time we get up out the bed. We're walking in the newness of life. And so I just want to encourage somebody out there that is listening in to let you know that we cannot look at what we're going through. We cannot look at the seriousness of the situation we're going through. But we have to keep our mind, even in those bills, even in those lonely hours or whatever you may be going through, we still have to say, Lord, my hope is in you. My joy is in you. My faith is in you.
Yes.
And I guarantee you, if we will turn around, I remember God spoke that to me, and I'm saying he's still working on me, says, I haven't graduated yet, but he let me know that if we learn to turn our words into positive words, the word that God has given to us that we say we have hidden, we always sing that word, God's word that we have hidden in our heart, that word that we say we have hidden in our heart, we have to use it. This message is going to me, too. As I'm speaking this thing, it's going right back to me, too. That my mom always told me that when you point a finger out, it's coming right back to you.
That's
so
right.
The same message is coming back to me, that this word that we say we have to use this word in our daily life. We have to use that word in that sickness that seems to try to come against our bodies. We have to use that word toward our finances. We need finances. We need to use that word to the finances. And use that word believing that God is going to bring in our loved ones. He never lost none of his own. Never lost. He know who belongs to him. He know who's shucking and jabbing. He knows that alcoholic that's been out there for over 30 years is going to turn his life around when the family say he won't be nothing. He knows when that prostitute is going to come off that corner. People may look down and say, boy, Sarah been on that corner until she just nothing. She's this and she's that. But God can clean her up and cause her life to be a great testimony to many other prostitutes around the world and bring them in a wagon or in a big van. I'm telling you, we have no choice, sis. We have no choice, woman of God, to believe in what he is saying. I tell people that. I say, if I never learn to trust, I have no choice. I really have no choice. I'd rather lean on God, hallelujah, than lean on man. Because man can let us down. Man at some point can lie to you. Man at some point will hurt you. But God is not that way. He is not that way. And what I love about him, even through our mistakes, even when we were sticking in his nostrils, God, still his mercy and his grace is still upon us. And we don't want to misuse that either, because a lot of people say, well, you know his mercy, but sometimes, hey, that will run out. And he gets tired and he'll lift his hands up. You know, we can't keep saying we riding on this thing just to do what we want to do in sinful ways. A lot of people want to do it. Ain't nothing wrong with me doing this because I am called and his mercy is upon me. That can run out. I'm telling you. So I don't even know why I went in that direction, but I guess somebody needed to hear that. But, sister, we have to be encouraged because the devil is really waging war like never before. But you said earlier, and that was a powerful word, that God has given us the power. He has given us the power, his power. Not the power of a real AK-47, but he has given us the power that will shoot down the devil more than what a .357, an AK, or whatever else a person can use in the natural. I'm telling you, the word of God, even just saying the word Jesus, I'm telling you, is something that will tear up the enemy's insides.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I don't know who I'm talking to today. But
you're confirming
God
it. I just that same word yesterday. And so you just go on with your confirming stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That is so right. And you came with that word on today, sis. I'm telling you, I see why them lions was trying to you know, did act like they didn't want me to get up in there. But I'm telling you, I thank the Lord that the way was made where we were able to be heard. And I'm telling you, God is really using you, woman of God. And I know many nations, God will use you to bless many nations. I really believe that. I really believe that. Like I said, when I saw you at Pastor James and them and Janet's church, when you were ministering and praying, I looked and all I could see was radio. I said, oh, yeah, we got to get her on this. So I definitely, when we do the ongoing revival each year, I've been doing like a revival where different pastors all around the world had a night and they would call in and minister and pray. And I'm telling you, it was a powerful revival that went on, I believe, a little over 6 months straight.
Amen.
We were doing revivals on the airwaves. And I believe God is calling that back on this air because people need to hear more than just music, but they need to know that the word is out there, prayer is out there, and that God has men and women around the world that can come on and encourage them. They need that.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Angel.
Is there anything you would like to say before you go off of here?
No, I just thank God for the opportunity to speak to his people. And, again, if anybody would like to contact me, you can reach me at ebonyangel@aol.com. Mail daily, and so I will reply to your email. Again, God bless you, sister, and thank you so much for the opportunity.
Amen. God bless you too, sis.
All right.
God bless you. I know we'll talk soon.
Yes, we will.
All right, then. All right. All right. We thank God for all of you all that listened in. I'm telling you, we thank God for the word that came forth out of our sister on today from the Lord. I'm telling you, it was just an awesome, powerful word that God has given her, and I received that word, and I'm walking in that word today and every day. I'm telling you, it's just awesome, and we look forward to having Evangelist back on with us again. I thank God for her life and the divine connection. You know, God knows what he's doing, and he's definitely is connecting his people all around the world. We got 42 minutes left, and I'm telling you, we're finna be blessed even the more. We heard the word, and now we're going to hear a ministering word from our artists around the world, as many as I can get in this 42 minutes right now. I'm going to play Israel and New Breed with a song with Long Life, and we'll be right back.
Are you all ready? Get yourself a little room because this one's going to require some movement.
You're so good.
You're so good.
You're so good. Thank you. Father, in humble adoration, we come before you and we set ourselves apart so we can have access into your throne. We need you right now. Yes, we need you. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, that was Papa Richie, and I Need You More. We're giving him and his family a shout out there in the UK. I'm telling you, we thank God for this great music, and we just thank God for how he's just moving, as I always say, by his spirit. I want to make mention again that we need you all to tune in on tomorrow. We know that it's Africa Friday. Every Friday we do 2 hours, even though we know we play African music, you know, every time we're on. But we always mix it with American and different other parts of the world. But on Friday we set aside and we do strictly just 2 hours of nonstop African music by African artists around the world. And so we thank God we're going to be celebrating on the African Friday tomorrow with Uganda, because they are still in celebration of their 51st independence, 51 years. And I'm telling you, we're going to be celebrating. We have a great gospel mix by our brother, and we have all kinds of gospel music that's from our Ugandan artists and other artists that's singing to them, and I'm telling you, it's just awesome. And so we want you to tune in to that on tomorrow. I'm telling you, African Friday is going down. Links will be posted for everyone to click on and listen in. And also, we're going to be celebrating my birthday next Thursday live on the air along with Zambia. We thank God for Zambia. They will be doing their independence as well on the same day. I found out too, through my sister Penjani there in Zambia. She told me, she said, do you know your birthday is on the same day as our independence? And I thought, wow, that is awesome. Yes, very, very awesome. And so we just thank God for that. So we will be celebrating real early up in the morning. And those that won't be up early to listen in, the links will be posted. When you wake up, you can click on and listen to them, you know. But we're going to be celebrating. I guess different ones will be calling in saying happy birthday. Different ones will be calling in singing happy birthday. They did it last year, and we were on live. But I never did like a two-hour show for the Independence Day across the nations. So then, but now we're starting to do that. So then we got Ghana coming up next year, and other parts that's going to be going on as well. So we just thank God for that. Right now, I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord. We have a song here by Brother Paul Akati there in Nigeria. Right after that, we're going to come right back.
Like a shining star, your voice is like the sound of many waters. He fed me and he vehicled me. I search for all eternity. I've never found someone like you.
I'm talking about you.
The song that takes
you. You are the
what comes my way. I know you'll be there for me. You've made my life so wonderful, so gracious.
I wrote this song for you, the feelings of my heart. You are my first and last, for you my heart beats fast. When I climb so high, you always by my side. Your arms are open wide, in me your love abides. I know I can forget all you've done for me. You turned my life around and made of me the best. The love you have for me, nothing can contain. The honey on your lips I kiss. You're my sun and shield. Your dew is on my field. I just want to say that you are. Every second, every minute, you were with me. You never failed me, you have promised you won't leave me. You protect me, love and preserve me, and caress me. Hey, you are the pathway to my dreams. You were my foundation's beam. Through the stream of love we'll swim. We will soar on eagle's wings. From the mountains to the sky, you lift my visions high. You and I, side by side. All I want to say,
you are.
Midnight experience, you know. I hope you have one too. Yeah.
Was midnight. chains. You can do what you do to me. It don't matter, 'cause I'm gonna be made free. You can throw me into prison. You can throw me in dens of lions and tigers. God, still my desire. It was midnight. However, I prayed. It was midnight, standing with hands raised. It was midnight when I noticed.
Africa, this is my prayer for Africa. Hey, this is my prayer for Africa. Lord, we need you in Africa. Our people are dying, killing one another. Our people are needing, saying no prophecy. Lord, look at what the world is coming. Going on. I wish I could come back here sometime to how things used to be. Uh-huh.
and sister, we need to come together. No more killing one another, we are brother and sister. We need to come together, united we stand. Then we can break up the violence and order of time. Africa,
Africa.
Imagine the God who has the universe in the palm of his hand.
The
same God wants to live in you.
There's nobody.
House of Dreams.
There's nobody, nobody like you, Jehovah. Awe Dagwaba.
Kabumba wa miulune chalo. Ewu tupelo mwe wona mapalo. Impiline mpanga shilumba nyalesa nensansa ewaini kanentanda akasubano mweshisha kapanga emishishipa mutwe alipenda takwawa na umbinga imwe mwelesa. Nishimwitwa paka kala nikatebebe uwa mushilo imwe nikapekape mwine lubansa. He's so beautiful beka chilolo wa mutende takwaba na umbinga imwe. And almost everybody heard of Jesus, but not everyone's a believer, cause we would do whatever he says that we must. Imagine the creator of everything loves you with everything. All you have to do is give him your life, cause you ain't got nothing if you ain't got Christ.
Nobody,
Jesus. I wish that was.
No,
I wish that was.
No,
I wish that was.
All right. We thank God for all of you that have listened in. Tune in this evening. We will be on for a special program, great music, great show. We have another radio show that will be heard live tonight saying, will the real church rise up? God, you have to just, y'all just have, my God, you just have to listen in and tune in to that one tonight, and then we have more great music for you. A lot of y'all know I don't really do a lot of evening shows unless it's a special one, so tonight is a special one. So if the Lord says the same, if everything go well, follow the links. We will be on live one tonight. And saying that, we're going to end off with our brother J-Dat in Consuming Fire. God bless you all.
Time to the earth, the spice on the pepper day. So when you say Irish, what it goes, pepper day.
When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. Turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up.
Miss jealousy, then I win disappear. Bad mind up like say you it a weird, like some fake China class, real or knock off. Let me tell you this, it that now it appear. Tell the devil say back up, me say disappear. Me know in any foolishness this you hear. Cause this serpent said like it disappear. Slew the eagle and the bear with disappear.
Oh you can tap me when me just a find this a year. Oh you can fool me when me just a find this a flare. When the Lord never give me a spirit of fear. Devil, you get a liquor when I reach up here. When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. When the witchcraft turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up.
God says some of we are whitewashed the polka. The enemy like to be seen, you know him vulgar. You know sin a sucker that attracts vulture. Sick and someone make you think you have ulcer. Where the hate and the envy and the grudge from? Killing your neighbor and I tell me say you love ya. You know I'm still your righteousness can't touch ya. Better repent and try get a plunge up.
Read up on the narrow road like a tundra. Try stop me on your little car puncher. Rim bend up engine tear a thunder. When them lyrics ya clap like a thunder. When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. When the witchcraft turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up. Take it to them from sunrise to sundown. Battlefield get hot like the sunburn. Yet still my love this like rundown. When Satan kingdom a bundown. And strong was a stop from fall down. Like leaf off a trees in a heart home. Cross the serpent when him a crawl home. Kick him head like semi dip on a ball ground. When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. When the witchcraft turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up.
Missy jealousy, then I went disappear. Bad mind up like say you it a weird. Like some fake China clock, real or knock off. Let me tell you this, it's that now disappear. Tell the devil say back up, me say disappear. Me know him and the foolishness this I hear. Cause this serpent is like a beast appear. To the eagle and the bear with disappear.
Oh you can stop me when me just a find this a gear. Try cool me when me just a find this a flare. When the Lord never give me a spirit of fear. Devil, you get a liquor when I break up here. When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. When the witchcraft turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up. When the warfare turn up and demons start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the hatred turn up and the bad mind turn up, consuming fire that burn up. When the witchcraft turn up and Simon start run up, consuming fire that burn up. When the malice sin and the gossiping, anything when you sin I get burn up.